The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 9, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Theological rascals, though, they will not accept any authority except their own mind. They're such nonsense.
That is called monodharma. In Sanskrit, it is called monodharma, mental speculation.
A disease, actually.
Therefore, mental speculators, they have been condemned. Manorathena asatu dhavatu bhi, because they carry on, or they are carried by the chariot of mind, manorathena. Manorathena asata. Manorath, when you drive on the chariot of mind, you cannot get any fixed idea, because mind is flickering. Sankalpa vikalpa. Mind business is accept this and again reject it. All these speculators are doing. Somebody is putting forward some theory, and after some years, he will himself reject, or somebody else will reject. So, manorathena, by mental speculation, you remain on the material platform. You cannot get any spiritual idea. Anyone who is not in the spiritual platform, spiritual platform means to be a devotee of the Lord. The Mayavadis, because they are not devotees of the Lord, they are not on the spiritual platform. They are on the material platform. They are speculating spirit, something, negation of matter. That's all. That is mental speculation. It is bad. The good means negation of bad. They are thinking like that. They do not know in this material world, bad and good are both the same thing. Because it is matter. That they do not. They think this is bad, this is good. But they do not know, materially conceived, anything, good or bad, they are the same thing. That they do not. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali samah. Ei bhalo ei mondo sam monodharma. Daitya means this external energy of Krishna. There, everything is infected.
How is bad and good the same thing, Srila Prabhupada? How is bad and good the same
just
thing?
Just like we are walking on this street, sometimes we say, this is very good, and sometimes it is very bad. But the street is the same. So how it is good and bad? This is simply mental speculation.
Sense perception?
Mental speculation. When it is dry, the dryness also sometimes is, it is very dry. Bad. And again, say dry, we shall say, today is very good. It's simple mental speculation.
It's like wet stool and dry stool. Huh? It is still stool.
Yeah. Yes, that is the example. The dry part of the stool, this part is very nice. You forget that after it is a stool. So what is it, dry or moist? Just like they are making scientific advancement. But the death is there. So what is the use of your advancement or no advancement? One who has not advanced in science, he will also die. And he will also die. Then what is the good? You cannot protect yourself from that. Then what is the meaning of this good? This is good, this is advancement, and this is not advancement.
The distinction good and bad.
That is your distinction. You have made such distinction.
I think that depends on the consciousness of
relativity,
the individual.
Relativity. Law of relativity. What is food for one is death for other. The same thing. So how you can say the food is good or bad? Is it not? One man's food, another man's poison. So, how you can distinguish this is food or poison? One man will say, no, it is food. Another man will say, it is poison. So, how you distinguish? So, this good and bad is simply mental speculation. Because it is in material platform, there is nothing good. Everything is bad. Otherwise, why Krishna said, sarva-dharmān parityajya? In the name of dharma, so many rascaldom is going on. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya. It is not dharma. And Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita koitavat. This cheating type of religious system is rejected from Srimad Bhagavad. All so-called religions are simply cheating. Cheating. Dharma prajjita koitava. Koitava means cheating. Everything is cheating. They say we are advancing. What you are advancing? The problem, birth, death is there. So what is the meaning of your advancement? Dharma prajjita koitavatra paramaninmasa.
This is the only means then to get off that mano-ratena.
Mano-ratena, yes. Mano-ratena means if you remain on that platform, then you have to reject again. Just they are doing, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they are putting forward some theory and after some time they reject it. So if you remain on the mental platform, then this business of accepting and rejecting will go on. You'll never come to a conclusion. Therefore one has to rise to the spiritual platform. That is nitya sāsatayam nahannati hannamāni. That is eternal, everlasting.
Not a theory.
No, yes.
How can you speculate on the material nature?
Huh?
They speculate on the material nature.
Yes.
And it can never be spiritual.
No.
It's always material.
No. Number of zeros never make one. It is zero. You add thousands of zeros, one after another. The value will be zero, not one.
But there is a theory, Srila Prabhupada, not theory, it's a fact, that if some number is raised to the power zero, that becomes one. In mathematics.
And that's all right, but I am speaking that you combine millions of zeros, that will never become one. That I am speaking. Zero is zero. Zero plus zero equal to zero. Zero minus zero equal to zero. Zero multiplied zero, zero. Zero divided by zero, zero. That's very good. And by the side of zero, if you bring one, take up Brahma, immediately become 10. Add another zero, immediately 100, 10 times increase. that one must be there, one God. Then zero increases value. Similarly, this material world is zero. But if there is Krishna consciousness, then it is value. Then it is value.
That mano retena, that chariot of the mind, that is never valuable.
No, it is no value.
The whole Western
monoratena asato dhavatu. By mental speculation, you will remain on this asata, in this temporary field. Asat means which will not exist. Anything in this material world, you take, that will not exist. Anywhere, man can say, this skyscraper building is constructed. But everyone knows that it will not exist. Someday it will fall down. Everyone knows. It will never exist. That is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. If you think that by combination of matter, life has come, so life was not there before the combination. And this combination will dismantle, there will be no more life. So why this 3 period you are lamenting? There is life. Because according to this theory, the combination of matter makes life. So before combination there is no life. And the combination dismantle, there is no life. So beginning and end, no life, why you are lamenting in the middle? Very good reason. Yes. Therefore, Balad Maharaj says, Maya Sukhaya. Varamud Bhaktu Bhimura. Maya Sukhaya. Illusory happiness. Maya Sukhaya. And for that reason they are making huge gorgeous ailment and working day and night, which will be zero. It has begun from zero and it will end into zero. In the middle they are busy. You see? Therefore, Bhimuran.
In your books, you say that the world is like a dream.
It is dim.
How is it a dream?
Dream. That's like in last night you had some dream.
Yes.
But it has no value. It's gone. And again, this night when you sleep, you'll forget all these things. You'll dream. Don't remember during night when you're dreaming that I've got my house, I've got my wife, you all forget. So it is dream.
Is it true or is it not true?
No. Why is it true? You forget at night. Do you remember when you sleep that you have got your wife and you are sleeping on bed? You have gone some 3,000 miles away and seen something else? Do you remember that you have got a place to reside? So, this is dream at night. At night dream, what you saw at night, that is now dream. So, both of them dream. You are simply visitor. Yes, sir. You are seeing this dream at that dream.
Yes,
you are fact. But what you are seeing, that is dream.
But I have the impression that this is true and my dream is not true. What is it?
No, everything is untrue. How it is true? If it is true, why you forget at night? Why you forget? If it's true. Do you remember at night?
No, I don't remember.
Then, how it is true? As you don't remember the dreams which you saw last night, therefore you say dream. Similarly, this thing, because you forget at night, this is also dream. This is daydream, that is night dream, that's all.
Yeah, daydream, night dream. In the night dream, you perceive that as being real.
Huh?
When you dream at night, then you think that is real.
Yes, that is real. You cry, It is dream, but you are crying. Where is tiger, tiger, tiger? Where is tiger? But you are seeing it is fact, tiger. I am being killed by a tiger. But where is tiger? You are embracing some beautiful girl. Where is that beautiful girl? But actually it is happening.
Is it happening?
It is happening because there is discharge of Savila, night pollution. But where is that girl? This is not dream. Similarly, this is also. You are having the effect of truthfulness, but it is a dream. Maya, therefore it's called Maya Sukhaya. The same thing. At night you are dreaming, you are embracing a nice, beautiful girl, and there is no such thing. Similarly, in the daytime also, whatever advancement you are making, this is also like that. Maya Sukhaya. We are happy, we are dreaming, this process will make me happy, this process will make me happy. But the whole process is dream only. You are taking this daydream as reality because the duration is long. At night when you dream, the duration is for half an hour. And this is for 12 hours or more than that. That is the difference. It is a 12 hours dream and that is half an hour dream. But actually both of them are dream. And because it is 12 hours dream, we are taking it as accepting as real. That is called illusion. Yeah. We are making distinction between animal and ourselves. But we are forgetting. The animal also will die and I will also die. So where is my advancement? Will you remain? You will also die. So where is your advancement upon animal? That is stated in Shastra. Ahara nidra bhaya manitanam ca samarna metat pasubhinanana. Business, eating, sleeping, sex life and defending. This is also animal's business. And you are also doing the same. How you are distinct from animal? You will die, the animal will die. But if you say, I will die after 100 years, and this ant will die after 1 hour, that does not mean that you are in reality. It is a question of time, just like this huge universe. It will all be destroyed, as your body will be destroyed. This will be destroyed, annihilation, dissolution, nature's way, everything will be dissolved. Therefore, it is dream. It is a long duration dream, that's all. Nothing else. But the advantage is that even in this dream, you can realize the reality, God. That is. So if you don't take advantage of this dream, then you are missing.
I'm half asleep.
Huh?
So I'm half asleep.
Yeah. This is it. Therefore, yeah, Veda says, Uttishtata, get up, get up, get up. Jagrata, become awakened. Prapta varan nibodhata. Now you have got the opportunity. Utilize it. This is basic English. Uttishtata, jagrata, Praptvaran nibodhatha, this is Vedic. Tamasi ima, jyotit gama, these are Vedic Indians. So we are preaching the same thing, that reality is here, Krishna. Don't remain in this darkness. Come to this consciousness. That is our preaching. Tamasi ma jyoti tama. The sunshine, bright day, and this gloomy day. So, when you are in dark place, we must have to admit there is light. Because darkness means absence of light. So as we are in the darkness of this material existence, there must be something life of light. And that is spiritual. That is reality. Oh, I don't belong to this darkness atmosphere. I belong to the light atmosphere. That is self-realization. Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati samasaraveshu bhūteshu madhavati lavati varā. This is Brahma-bhūta state. Just like this is a chakra. I am walking on this wheel, but I am thinking I am advancing. What is this advancement? Just like they are advancing in science. They must remain here. They are trying for so many years to go to the moon planet. No result. same thing. Now we are going to the moon planet, but coming here. That's it. Coming here, sir. Just like the dog. Dog sometimes walking. The master says, come on. Immediately. He thinks, now I've got freedom. That means jump over. Is it? So you are thinking. We are in the Maya clutches. Come on, here. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. He is under the reins of prakriti. You cannot go anywhere.
So when
that is reality, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, that is reality.
But I also see all this.
That is another thing. On the path of reality, you come.
On the path.
It is a process. When the process is complete, then it comes to reality. But that is the process. Chita darpana marjana. We cannot distinguish now reality and non-reality.
Yes.
Because the heart is unclean.
Yes.
So we have to cleanse and then it comes to reality.
For that matter, Srila Prabhupada,
when
one comes to that stage, there's no difference between animate and inanimate. Is that true?
High stage?
Yes.
High stage, everything animate.
Yes. The stone, even a stone has soul.
Oh, yes. Just like this tree, you cut, it does not protest. The consciousness is not developed. That is it. But it has got life. You scientists do not believe the stone has also life?
No, they said it's just matter.
Huh?
They said there's no life there.
No, there's life.
Every stone has life?
Yes. No, dead stone has none. But there are many mountains that increase. You know, at Banaras there is a stone, Tilavandesha.
I don't know.
Yes, that increases. If you go see today and go out 10 years after, you will see, you take the measurement, it has increased.
But they will say that because of deposition of the dust particles, the size will increase. Even a small...
No. It is clean. There is not. It is being worshipped. His name is Tilavandesha. So there is no uncleanness. It's still the body increases. There is still Tilavandesha. There is temple after Tilavandesha. People go to see.
But the consciousness is covered there.
Covered, yes. Dullness means consciousness is covered. You put a child in open air, he will not feel much cold. You see practically.
Yes.
He will not feel, because consciousness is not developed. Animal, they will not feel cold. But we feel.
But Prabhupada, there are still such things as dead matter?
Not dead matter.
Suppose
not
something, but something like this shoe that I'm wearing.
It is not dead matter. But when you go, the higher understanding, it is a composition of atoms. So we learn from Vedic Shastra that within the atom there is life. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham govindamadipurisam tamangvajam. There. If within the atom there is life, then what to speak of? Anything else?
That's a jivatma?
No. Govinda is there. Krishna. When Krishna is there, then Krishna is there with everything. Krishna cannot be alone.
Science, Srila Prabhupada. This is the real science.
Vigyan. Jat vigyana samannita. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jat vigyana samannita. Isn't that? Jnanam me, my knowledge is very confidential and it is full of science. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jat vigyana samannita. Bhagavad Gita, there is said, knowing this knowledge, jajgyatya na annyaj bhuya annyaj gyatabham avasishyate. In the Vedas it is said, jasmin vigyate sarvamidam vigyatam bhavanti. So, this is try to understand Krishna and everything will be known. Vittam paramamidam, Bhagavad Gita, Rajavitya, the knowledge, the king of knowledge.
Without your mercy, there is no way out of the dream of material life.
Krishna's mercy, yes.
But Krishna says, I am the taste in water. Science says water is tasteless, no taste in water.
Science says.
Yes.
But have you tasted the tasteless water?
If it is so tasteless, why is it quenching?
Someone gives you a glass of water and you drink it, you really know where it is.
They say the taste of water depends on the amount of chemicals contained in water.
That's all right. So that is Krishna. That is Krishna. The tastefulness of water is Krishna, not the water.
People have such a clouded idea of what is God, Srila Prabhupada. When you explain it, it's very real.